That's the way I started. I just recorded.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. And I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG. Brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. Mayframe USA, insane in the mainframe, in our hearts, on our heads, in our backs, in our socks, and all that type of good stuff.
Compressing our arms,
making sure that
protecting
blood flow.
Our eyes.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have those gamer glasses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Protecting our eyes. So there you go. You heard him. He's helping with all the sponsors. David Webb, the real David Webb is here.
What is going on, everybody? Feels good to be back.
You have just beat chlamydia.
Yep.
And we're happy that you're back.
Yeah, it's weird that chlamydia affects your voice.
Well, I mean, cunnilingus. So there you go, right? All right. Also
that
on
was...
the show today, everybody.
Holy crap. Let's just keep rolling.
Also on the show today, everybody, you've seen him in chat thousands of times. He's never in the day, only in the night of trees. We have our very own, the one and only, Nick Swanson? No?
No, close enough.
What's
it going?
I mean, you gotta come with the more introduction. I can't hype you up enough, and then you come with the, hello, everybody.
Sorry. Yeah.
How you doing?
How's it going? I am Knight of Trees. I'm Nicholas Ballier. I'm here showing some stuff tonight.
You want to get right in that mic, sir, every time you talk.
Right.
You want to get right in that mic. They want to hear your soul, your essence.
There he is.
Yes.
There you
That's
go. Now they can hear you.
Okay.
Now you're coming through.
Cool.
And all the way from the furthest region, some would say third world country.
Most would say,
yes. You know the part of the savannah that Mufasa told Simba not to go to? Literally.
That's that.
Literally is where she's from.
Explains a lot.
Yes. So give a round of applause for Katie Kurt, everybody.
That's literally still not my name.
Oh, it's not?
Well, she doesn't even say hi.
She
just starts complaining.
Just complains all the
worst
time.
Worst guest ever.
It's okay,
stating
though.
Stating a fact is not complaining.
Stating a fact? I don't know. First of all, in this post-fact era that we're living in, facts don't matter. We all know that.
Wow.
Alternative facts.
Sacramento thing? Like,
it's not a Sacramento thing.
No.
That is a United States of America thing, first of all.
Specifically a Washington, D.C. thing.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. We're not going to make this political. I'm just saying.
Exactly. You know we're in chat room, too, as the Mo Fruits, because she... I don't know,
Big
likes
Charlie.
More than vegetables, fruits, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the
she
name is.
She likes more than fruits.
I don't know.
She likes vegetables.
And of course, week in, week out, I love these people to death. Couldn't do the show without them because literally we'd be talking to nobody. Say hello to the chat. Hello, chat.
Hi, chat.
Sorry, that didn't work. That didn't work out whatsoever.
Way to go, Corey.
Yeah, I know. Well, because see, here's the deal. Technology is hard, everybody. Technology is very difficult.
That's the lowest round of applause I've ever heard.
Well, because
they weren't that excited.
Yeah, no, technology is definitely hard. That's the problem. I brought Mo Fruit on the show. Well, first of all, Knight of Trees, Nick, over here. He's on the show to show off a couple of games, more than one?
Yes.
What are we talking about here?
A couple of games. I'm going to be showing two demos and two clips of other demos. So.
Nice.
So four games total?
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
I know. Yeah. Shooting for the stars.
Yep.
And then I also brought in Katie for a very important reason today, everybody. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of everything, Katie and I have been going back and forth and back on some like very in-depth discussions. Webb, have you finished Iron Fist?
No.
No?
Okay. Don't know if I will.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh. Hold on.
I was hoping we
wow.
Was that the Iron Fist?
That was the Iron Fist coming in strong saying, you better hold the hell on.
I was really hoping we weren't going to talk about Iron Fist tonight.
Well, we won't do any spoilers.
What's wrong with Iron Fist?
First of all,
Okay.
Hold on. Let me reel it back because we don't want this to be a. And look, even in chat room is saying, don't spoil Iron Fist. We will not.
No, we're not. No spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah, it should only be out for like 2 weeks.
Let's calm the mood down. Let's center our chi.
Oh God.
All right.
What? Okay, hang on. What was this chant? Home, yeah, Shinobi, Obi-Wan.
I can't remember,
something like that.
Let's center our cheese now.
I got so much cheese.
Because...
I got Gouda. Yeah. I got cheddar, God. Sharp and mild.
I got mozzarella. I've been hurt. You know what? Play some sad music for me.
Have you been hurt?
So, this year has been kind of... up and down with things. I had it up in Wildlands. It's a very good game. I had some down when it came to Overwatch because I was losing my love for it a little bit. Couldn't play with my friends. Continue the music, please. Then I hear all these bad things about Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh no, because you bought it.
I bought the game.
Day one.
Yes,
oh,
right?
Oh,
and I'm like, oh my gosh, just what is going on? Oh. I can't take any more heartache.
Now this music is super warranted.
And then, one more time. Then the Iron Fist comes out, and I'm super hyped for it.
Yeah, I was
the Marvel
hyped.
Universe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they don't do wrong.
No, it's been good.
And again, I hear all these bad things about it.
Okay, so you hear bad things.
I hear bad things, but yes. You know what? I'm the type, you know, I need to see this for myself.
Right.
Sort of. Because you hear great things about Logan, but you won't go see that. So, exactly, yeah.
But,
It's a one-edged sword.
Hold on, though.
It's a one-edged sword.
Yeah, it's one of those saber...
With that thing, I've been burned before, like multiple times. You don't just go back to the thing that's burned you 100 times and then just been like, oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to forgive you. All is forgiven. Yeah, no. That's what Logan was to me. The Fox Network said, here are 6 to 8 to 9 freaking movies that are horrendous. I don't care what anybody says. And now we make a good one? Yeah, no, you don't do that. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me 9 times? Yeah, then somebody needs a quick punch
right,
in
so
the
cut,
face, for real.
Cut to right. Iron Fist.
Iron Fist.
Did you watch Iron Fist?
Iron Fist comes through, and...
Did you watch Iron Fist?
I'm in the process of watching. I think I'm probably on the last
right, and then Mike there, sir.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry. I am in the process of watching it. I think I'm on the last episode, but I'm not positive.
How far are you, Aaron?
I finished it.
You finished it.
And like,
I'm like halfway through.
Like okay. a...
Maybe.
You
know how I knew I was going to have a hard time getting through it?
Why was that?
Because I was watching it, and mm-hmm. I was like, all right, man, I've got to be, like, almost done. I've got to be, like, halfway through. And I looked, and it said, next up, episode 4. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, no. You had one of those moments?
Uh-oh. This is episode 4?
Uh-oh.
I didn't have that.
You had one of those moments. Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
That's a bad sign for a show.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So without spoilers,
we could talk about the show as a show.
I'll say
but not the details of the show.
Yes.
Not the details.
Katie, I can't hear you. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I haven't heard Katie for a while.
Yeah, I still can't hear you. So that's actually probably a good thing for this next segment.
Yeah. Did you mute her low key?
No, I didn't mute her at all. She's
okay.
She's fully unmuted.
Unless she did it.
She probably did it on her end. Yeah, it's definitely on her end. See, now I can hear her. So.
Hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you now.
Yes.
So, Iron Fist, the story is somewhat there, but it's kind of stretched.
The story is
a bajillion times better than Luke Cage.
See, now, this
whoa!
Is where I, on, this is where
sorry.
I...
Hashtag
this is where
stay
I'm,
woke.
This is exactly where
Hashtag stay woke,
first
everyone.
Of all, we don't tolerate racism here, Katie.
Yeah.
Stay
woke.
This is a safe space for us and the chatters.
You talk just about their stories.
Safe
I feel
space.
Like there was more development throughout Iron Fist.
Okay, so
okay, you know why there's more development?
There was
from
not.
Iron Fist?
First of all,
no,
go ahead.
But
first of all,
but
there
this
totally
is why,
was.
This is why. Because what they did is why can't I hear myself?
Because Katie and her thing
Katie.
Is all the way up. She doesn't know how to internet.
Turn the stream down.
How? What?
Because this is why
is there killer? Yes.
They took Arrow, mm-hmm. and they took Batman, and they just go, mushed it together, and they said,
"Here you go,
Iron Fist,"
and didn't make a good one because the fighting is horrible.
You know why the fighting's horrible?
Why is the fighting horrible?
Because so you had a how should we put this, altercation with somebody that we know on Twitter. One Laura,
yes,
from NR, and she posted an article. Other people posted the same article too. It was Valerie Complex.
Yes,
she posted the same article about how it was an interview with the dude, and he was saying the gist of it was his schedule was really busy, so he couldn't continue with the training, the martial arts.
No way. I didn't see
that.
I didn't see that. One.
Please tell me that's a lie.
No.
Wasn't the filming schedule, like, rushed?
I don't know.
So they could get out in time for Defenders? Like, that's some of the rumors I was seeing on Reddit.
That maybe, yeah. But still. So, he learned the choreography 15 minutes before they would shoot the
fight
scene.
Oh, you know what? No, that's no.
And there's
a Hold on, chat. Let him finish.
Chat. Calm down.
Let
calm
him
down.
Finish.
You. Calm down.
Good Lord.
So, after I read that, I'm watching the hallway scene because each one of these has a hallway
right.
scene,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So my wife is watching it with me, and I see it start. I'm like, oh snap! It's the hallway scene. It's gonna be dope, fam. It wasn't. There's a spot. There's a spot to where you see him, like, he dodges.
Yeah.
And then he stands there, and then, like, that.
Yeah.
I might remember what you're talking about.
You may not catch it unless you know what you're looking for. At this point, I had heard so many bad things about the fighting that I was critiquing the fighting.
And yeah.
And so I was looking for it. So if you're not looking for it, you may not see it. But then they did it to me again. So I'm like, oh, fight scene, hallway fight scene. This is gonna be dope. Every hallway fight scene in the Marvel Netflix universe has been awesome, right?
Yes.
Are you talking about the
so one, like the Daredevil?
Guys with the...
Yes.
Okay.
So both Daredevil hallway fight scenes have been awesome.
Technically, all three. If you keep going with Punisher.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So there's that one.
Yeah.
Luke Cage. That was a dope hallway fight scene. I mean, he was just more just mowing people down because he's
pimp slapping people, right?
But other than that, so then I'm like, okay, all right, this is lame.
I can't remember if Jessica Jones had one.
She had a bar scene.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't finished that either. Anyway, they get to the elevator,
watch it.
And he walks in the elevator, and they all come in, and it's like a Captain America, where he's standing there.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's whole, like, you know, before this starts, does anybody want to get out kind of thing. I was like, oh snap, this is gonna be an amazing elevator scene. And then it closes, and I don't think they're gonna show it.
And they do.
And then they do, and it's so lame. It was so much of a roller coaster of emotions. Point being, it's not great.
And your rebuttal, without spoilers, Katie, your rebuttal.
See, the fighting never distracted me from...
Hold on, chat. Let her speak. Let her speak. She has come here bravely. Let her speak.
You are very rude tonight.
Jeez.
See, the fighting never really bothered me. Nobody ever said anything bad about the choreography before I watched it, and I've only seen it after the fact, and it never took me out of the TV series. Like, it didn't distract me. It didn't ruin anything for me. If anything, it's like it makes sense if it was rushed. And I don't think that director handled the fighting scenes very well anyway, but it wasn't enough to, like, ruin the experience for me.
I'm not saying it ruined. I'm not saying that alone, like, took me out or ruined it. I'm just saying that's one of many things that I just...
Good old Ninja kind of brings up a good point.
Good old Ninja,
like,
does, yes.
Go ahead. You should tell them.
Oh, Good Old Ninja says, I believe the fighting style was basically the style from 1970s kung fu movies. But the problem...
So the style had nothing to do with it. The style was awesome.
The actual choreography of the fights just kind of seemed like it was... First of all, it seemed like it was all over the place from quality-wise. Because there were some episodes and some people that seemed like, oh, man, this it looks pretty good.
Right.
What's her name? Colleen Wing.
She's awesome.
Holy crap.
Her stuff was good.
Yeah, when she was amazing. In like the fights.
Yes.
In the ring.
Great.
But when it came to him... Who is supposed to be the star?
Okay,
the fight with her in the rain. The fight with her in the rain.
Yes.
Do you?
Oh, I don't have gotten to that.
You haven't gotten to that. No. Okay.
Exactly.
But you saw it, Aaron, right?
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Do you remember? So I like her fighting a lot, but do you remember there was one particular spot in the fight between her and the other woman where she like goes all like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon for a second. Like,
yes.
You saw that part, right? And so, I was like, what the F is this?
It's like, moments like that where it's kind of, I don't know.
So here's the question. Here's what I got. Because
the rest of the fight was great, and then it's just there. And it's like, what is...
So you're comparing her
to the main character?
To the main character, okay. Right? Here's my question. Maybe chat can help me out with this.
All right.
Is she a trained martial artist?
Yes.
Yes.
So she knows martial arts.
Is the actor... Or is the character?
No, the actress.
Oh. Okay.
Is she a trained martial artist?
Oh, I have no idea.
Does she go into this role?
I have no idea.
Knowing martial arts? Because if she did, that shows you the difference between somebody who's going into knowing martial arts,
uh-huh,
and somebody who's learning the choreography 15 minutes before the scene starts.
Yeah.
That's what makes a good fight scene.
Yeah, in the chat, because chat is going off on this one, Ezekiel Shade Tree says, difficult. The difficulty is ramped up. What is he talking about? Is he talking about the show?
Might be talking about Call of Duty.
Oh, okay, we're talking about something else there. But also, where was that? Nismonic says, I have a friend that actually likes the lead actors acting in Iron Fist. I wanted to stab him in the eyes. The fighting was more aesthetic with basically all the moves, but I'm hoping it'd be more grounded in reality. So... there's some things that would kind of go back and forth as well, because there was this scene early on, if you ever watched like the first couple of, where he's about to hit by a car and he kind of like
flips, he does that
over
flip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, oh, that was a stretch.
Like he's got see stuff like that.
It would have been better if he like jumped and just ran across the hood and then jumped off.
Exactly.
Like, something like that. So it showed he had really good reflexes, but it did not seem like he was going all Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
Matrix and can like freeze
Isn't
frame.
Isn't that how Iron Fist is supposed to be, though?
I think he is supposed to be kind of. He's supposed to like one of the biggest world or one of the world's best fighters.
Yeah,
right?
He's supposed to be one of the world's best martial artists. But here's the thing: like the reason I think it feels weird is because compare watching him to like the guy who plays Daredevil and the guy who does his fighting. His fighting feels really super tight.
Yes,
and he is supposed to be like a boxer descendant guy, not a technically a martial artist. He has martial arts training as well because of his trainer dude
with the ninjas and stuff.
I feel like between those two actors, like if we saw that Daredevil go up against that Iron Fist, fighting style wise, that Daredevil would beat the living crap out of that Iron Fist.
Yes.
And that that's why we are like, this doesn't feel right, because Iron Fist should be like way tighter, way like the episode further in where he goes back to China and he's meeting with the people and stuff,
uh-huh,
and he fights that one dude, right? The guy who's like a super stereotypical trope, right?
Yes.
That guy did a great job at his role. The accent was a little weird, but he did the drunken fighting style very well. I did not feel convinced that Danny beat him.
No, like, not at all.
At all.
Not at all.
Like, I was like,
yeah.
That, I felt like they were fighting very similarly, and that was what was, like, taking me out of it. Because I felt like
a friend
Iron Fist
told
should be
me,
much tighter, and he's, like, supposed to be all loose.
A friend told me that was supposed to be one of the better, you know, fights in the actual series.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it, I was like, well, then
super
this series.
Super impressed.
I recorded a clip from the show, and I just want you to listen to it.
Sure.
Webb.
Okay. Is it spoilers?
No, it's no spoilers. You shouldn't hear any spoilers in this clip. Oh, wait. Sorry. That was wrong. that was me.
That was
watching the show. Sorry. That was me watching the show.
Terrible.
The show was terrible. I'm sorry. I hope they redo it and remarket it as like Heroes for Hire and just throw him with Luke Cage and then just go from there. But to move right along, a little change, I guess, if you want to get into this one, Fruit.
Hi.
About the lead character and his gender, or not his gender, his race in the actual show. The article that somebody put up a while back was they felt that the Iron Fist should be played by an Asian American. And
see, I disagree. You shouldn't change the source material to fit in with more cultural diversity. You should either create new characters that are culturally diverse and tell those stories instead.
I'll give you that applause on that one.
Yeah, that's valid.
That was very well spoken, well said. But I will play devil's advocate on this one.
Of course. Not surprised.
Well, it's just, you have to hear both sides.
Yeah,
you have to,
no, that's fair.
You have to hear both sides.
Like, no, you don't. No.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
So they've changed the race of plenty of characters in the Marvel Universe. That's true. Nick Fury has changed. Heimdall has changed.
Tilda Swinton's character.
Tilda Swinton's characters has changed.
Yeah, I just watched that and I was like, there was absolutely no reason that she needed to play that role. Like, that. Yeah, that was dumb.
So I loved her in Doctor Strange.
So why?
Like,
why? And then also, Baron Mordo, his race changed as well.
Yeah.
So okay, let's hang on. Let's See, pause Ms. for a
Monica's
second.
Right.
Okay.
Because one thing, yeah, there we go. Nismonic. So that's the one thing about Tilda Swinton
that I was okay with.
Yes.
In Doctor Strange is that, yes, the original Ancient One was Asian.
Very stereotypical one, but yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But look at the time that the comic was
understandable.
So it's understandable. But right. Here's the thing though, is if the Ancient One is a title,
it could be different people.
It could be different people.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. Not once in there did they try to pass her off as an Asian person.
Very Which true. I think when I saw that, I was happy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had been hearing all this stuff, and then I was like, I didn't feel like she was supposed to be an Asian person.
Well, they even
at
said
all.
She's a Celtic woman.
Yeah, that's
so
right. He said where she was from.
That is, I think, is what makes that situation okay. Because
I think it was an appropriate way to handle the whole controversy.
Exactly. It wasn't an Emma Stone in Aloha trying to be a Hawaiian chick.
Well, she was like, part Hawaiian.
Part Hawaiian. But you get the idea, though.
Okay, so then now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, again, I'm playing devil's advocate.
So
I do believe.
For the other way, yeah.
I do believe exactly what Fruit said in the beginning. That's how I've explained to everybody. But you have to, like I said, you have to hear both sides.
So hear both sides.
You guys have explained one character out of the four that I've given you. So, Mordo in the same exact movie.
Okay.
He's a black character now. You also have Heimdall
who's
a now
character.
A black character now. And.
Which I love him in that role. Like, I think he's an awesome Heimdall.
And Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Nick Fury was black in the comics.
Not originally.
Well, not originally.
Only became
in the ones
black
that they're basing it off of. Isn't he black, though?
And the ones that I guess
is that when they did it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it would have either been Nick Fury as Sam Jackson or David Hasselhoff. So
right.
Pick your poison.
No, so
it probably would have been like Kurt
so
Russell
they made
or
Nick
something.
Fury black when they hired Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure of the time.
They drew him that way, and then they had a little joke in the comic about
how he looked like. Oh, so he
in
so the comic came first.
The comic came first, and they
see, I
in
heard
the
it,
comic
it came at the same time that he that
nah,
they
the
asked
Ultimates
him.
That Ultimates came out way before that.
Oh, okay. Because it's the Ultimate Universe where he's black. Exactly.
That's right. I do remember that.
And there's even a line in one of the comic books where they're sitting around and they're saying, who would play us in movies, and Nick Fury goes Sam Jackson, clearly, you know. But why, the next question onto this same topic, why would an Asian American character be the better for the lead for this character as opposed to just the regular guy that we had, the white guy? Why do they think they believe that?
I don't know. It's kind of racist if you think about it, because they're saying just because they know martial arts, it should be an Asian person. And then what kind of Asian? Should it be a Thai person, a Vietnamese person, a Chinese person? Which one would be politically correct? Or is it okay for only Asians?
Which I do like that aspect about Iron Fist a little bit, is that they have shown like the fight with her and the other lady. Like, it was very clear, like, the one woman was fighting Chinese style, she was fighting martial arts, karate style.
Yeah.
And, like, so that was pretty cool. So if they do a little bit more of that, that would be neat. But, and that is something that I struggled with personally when I was seeing all this stuff, like, people complaining about the show and all that, because, yeah, obviously the original comic, it was, that is part of the story, is that it's the fish out of water thing. And so that's part of why it was a white character. But also, it was made in the 70s, and it was direct.
Long different time.
Yeah, very different time. Is a direct response. We know this. It was a direct response to martial arts films of the time. Just like Luke Cage was a direct response to the blaxploitation films.
Direct.
And that's, we know these things. They've said this in, you know, in interviews and stuff. We know this for a fact. But like I took martial arts growing up for years, and obviously I'm a white guy, and no, I am not the white guy. I am not the Iron Fist at all. And I had to stop when I was a teenager because I have chronic arthritis, and my arthritis got so advanced I wasn't able to compete anymore.
I thought you were going to go a different way. No. Like, Groovations jumped me and said, stop. With this.
No. but so... You know, I did martial arts for a long time, and I really enjoyed it. And so, like, I also had that little, like, well, wait a minute, when I heard people were getting upset about it. But the bigger picture is exactly where Aaron's going with things, which is, yeah, it kind of sucks that people want to change stuff. But I think the bigger issue is that it sucks that we need to change some things, that there does need to be more representation for other people. We have, you know, look at the Avengers. Everybody in the Avengers is a white guy, with the exception of Black Panther and Falcon.
Like, and they're not even there. Just
and
yet,
they're like barely there. They're barely there. So, and War Machine. Sorry, I forgot him because he's never there.
So we'll end it on this, though. The way I kind of got out of the conversation on Twitter the other time was, if this is the first phase of Marvel's, you know, Netflix roundabout or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And they're coming to an end of their, what is this, phase two, phase three for their movies and stuff like that?
I think it's phase three.
Phase three? Yeah. So once all this is done, because they're coming to a big climax with the Infinity War type of thing, if you do not see phase four, five, or whatever this is on the TV, I mean on movies and like phase two or whatever on Netflix, look like all new, all different Marvel does right now, where you have the Black and Latino Spider-Man. You have the Muslim Kamala Khan for Miss Marvel. You have...
Well, you're not going to see that.
Why not?
Because those roles have already been cast. You already have Spider-Man. You're not going to have...
No.
He's saying down the line.
Down the line.
In cycle three or five or something.
That's because what the future should look like.
Because they've already confirmed that Captain America is going to change after Infinity War. They've already confirmed that Captain America is
going to
change.
And so who's Captain America in the comic books now?
Right.
It's Sam Wilson.
Right. Yeah. So I'm saying, if you look at the cover of all new, all different Marvel, that should be kind of a reflection on where the future should be going.
And you're talking about like phase four, right?
If there should be some type of change to that,
But phase four, you're not... Okay, so phase four, you're not going to see... You might see Sam Wilson as Captain America.
That's a start.
That would be...
But I'm not looking for Spider-Man right off the bat.
You're not going to see that.
I understand.
You wouldn't see... Excuse me. You wouldn't see that until later on down the line when they start redoing these.
Yeah.
Not even a different phase, but when it's like, okay, now it's been 10 years since we've done Spider-Man. Let's redo it. And now we're going to do it from Miles Morales.
Yeah. And by then, to me, I feel it's just still... It still should just be looping into their current universe. I mean, like, it's just...
But we already have a Captain Marvel. So we're not
She's not really Captain Marvel. That's what I'm saying. She just has that thing. Kamala, she just has that kind of... She loved Captain Marvel, and that's why she kind of went
as...
She is Captain Marvel.
But isn't her powers, like, totally different?
They're 100% different.
Yeah, they're 100% different, like, but she is Captain Marvel. She's the official Captain Marvel.
Right. I thought there was still... Carol Danvers is still just the official Captain Marvel.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I know she goes by the name from time to time. Well, anyway, all said and done, the future should look like all new, all different
the
Marvel.
The more diverse.
If it does not, then I can see people coming up in arms again, being like, we've done this in our, you know, current time, and we've done it well enough for us to change and start
doing it
new stuff. So are we ready now, people? So we're going to move on. Let's do some banging around the web.
I like that idea.
Banging around the web. That was...
I did it.
That was... You know what? They deserve it. Give it to them. Yeah. Give it to them. There you go.
Did Katie join in on that?
Or she tried. She tried.
I tried.
Yeah.
That was horrible. I'm not in the
yeah,
vocal...
He has an excuse. What is yours?
I have vocal paralysis right now.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. There you go. So GameStop seems to be closing down some stores, everybody.
It's crazy.
Rest in peace.
Not just yet.
They're not like completely closing though, aren't they opening like technology stores?
150 stores are closing out of GameStop's like freaking 1,700 stores, something like that. I don't know. the video game store GameStop is closing over 150 stores worldwide after an announcement in 2016 and the holiday of 2016 weren't the signs of growth the company wanted. GameStop's stock has dropped by $20. What was it at before? Like 70? I don't know. I don't watch the stocks. Yeah, and GameStop is blaming big chain stores like Best Buy, Amazon, Target for the reason why the market is getting closer and they have to close a couple of these stores. Sir Aaron Carter, when I first started to work at GameStop and I was doing my interview, and the guy asked me, "You have any questions?" You know, like interviewers do at the end of interviews.
So stupid.
I said, "What do you think about the ongoing trend of digital downloads and how that will affect sales in retail stores like GameStop?" And he said, "I don't know, dude." He literally, that was it.
Who was this?
This is the guy that interviewing hired him. Me. Yeah, the guy that hired me. I remember distinctly him saying, I don't know, dude.
Wow.
Next day I was hired.
All right.
Clearly you know more about this than I do.
And that was come it. To he work. Was just, yeah. He's like, "I don't know, dude."
I just work here.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Because this is very, very, very young, naive Aaron who thought, "I'm going to make a video game difference working at GameStop." Aww. Yeah, no, you don't. You don't do that. You know, yeah, thank you. I understand, Chatter.
It was sweet.
It was sweet. But GameStop has been a kind of a staple for places, you know? I went there just to buy Mass Effect Andromeda.
Why'd you go to GameStop to buy Mass Effect?
Well, see, here's the thing. I thought I didn't want to download it because I'm already full on memory.
I'm not going to download a game ever again. I did that for Wildlands. Never going to happen again.
See?
That was a waste.
Why was that?
Because freaking told me it was going to be 72 hours before I could play a game.
Yeah.
It wasn't. But still, it was way too long. Roller coaster.
Ms. Monix says, since Barnes & Noble still owns... crap. Keeps going up. The chat room keeps going up.
Chat's popping.
Oh my gosh.
Right,
chat's slow down.
Ms. Monix said something about Barnes & Noble.
Calm down.
Keeps going up. Yeah. I can't.
He says they still own them and Barnes & Noble will start selling them at their stores.
Own who?
So what?
Who does Barnes & Noble?
Who's beating them? No.
This freaking chat room.
Do they own GameStop?
I don't know if
maybe they
have. Okay, so when I was there,
can somebody confirm this?
There was some link between GameStop and Barnes & Noble because I can get discounts at Barnes & Noble when I worked at GameStop in the beginning.
That's weird.
But that went away. But that went away. I don't know
if it went away. I don't know if that connection is still there.
Maybe it might be.
And they just decided to stop giving you a discount.
Yeah.
Oh,
Barnes & Nobles will be gone in like a few years anyway.
Why? Yeah. Because, so if I went to an interview, if I go into an interview
with
Barnes & Noble.
What do you think of the future
Noble?
Of ebooks? I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
He's like, "I don't know.
That doesn't work
I don't
here.
Read ebooks. What is wrong with you?
I don't actually read.
Why did you go to GameStop?
Okay, so I went to GameStop because I wasn't thinking.
You weren't thinking about Best Buy?
Yeah, no. I just
Target?
It was close on my way home
Fries?
From work.
Amazon?
It was close on the way home to work, okay. Everybody. And I needed to get
Which
Andromeda.
One did you go to?
WestSac. I went to WestSac.
Okay.
And so I got the game, and I didn't even realize that you still have to install the stupid thing. I only got it to circumvent installing the game.
Oh, God.
Nope.
But you still have to...
You still have to install it, but you don't have to download and then install it.
Yeah, but you still need memory
you
on
still
your...
still need memory.
And
you
so whenever
need,
I put the disc in yesterday... it said your hard drive is full. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I still have to delete stuff just to play this game." But anyway.
Don't you have an external?
No, I probably have a flash drive somewhere I can jam in there.
That's not going to do you, Hank.
You know what you need?
Unless it's like a huge flash drive.
You know what you need?
Could be.
What do I need?
They make them to like.
You need the Switch.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Nice. They.
Let's
shoot the little set.
Because you don't need. To install anything. You just pop in the cartridge and you're good to go. That's
yeah,
true.
But
nice.
The other thing about the Switch is all that saving is localized to that cartridge.
Yeah.
So if anything were to happen to that cartridge, everything in that save thing, that save is gone.
So don't let anything happen to the cartridge.
I wish we could go back in time and have you have this conversation with like
10-year-old Aaron, because he'd be like, what are you complaining about? All my games are on cartridges.
Yeah, and I'd be like, you fool! Did you not know what the future holds?
Run, you fool!
Buy stocks in these companies right now.
Go! Exactly. Here's all my money.
Exactly. I mean, GameStop, I think, will be all right. If not, who cares?
They're going to really be around for a while.
Nobody
yeah, who
really,
cares?
Really cares about them.
Screw those guys.
Another slow news day, so I got some kind of fringe, you know, stuff going on here. The U.S. has ordered social media checks on some Visa applicants.
Bunch of crap.
That's
you want to know how I tie this back into the geekdom and technology and
show
stuff
us,
right here?
Show us.
Because think about a Visa agent or something. That's you're from Uzbekistan or something, right?
Something
Web, yeah.
And you're coming into the America. You need a visa, and I have to check your Facebook,
yeah,
to see if you're a threat.
Yeah,
to the
that
United
government
States.
Agent must hate his life
right now. Like, he has to hate it. He
God,
has
what am
to.
I doing?
But I mean, it's I don't know. This is kind of where our country seems to be
it
just
is.
Floating right now. It says U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson ordered a mandatory social media checks on all visa applicants who visited ISIS-controlled regions. Yeah.
How are you tying this back into to geek and gaming?
Because the biggest geek on the planet is Rex Tillerson. Like, everybody knows that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Exactly. According to Reuters, of course, this could explain why some visitors to the U.S. complained about the increased demands by customs officers to access to their phone passwords, like passwords to Twitter, Facebook, and other social medias. Now, if I'm a terrorist, I am not. So let's preference that. Let's preference that.
So we're starting the conversation.
Exactly. If I'm a terrorist.
You're starting the conversation by, I'm not a terrorist,
but if I were.
I'm not going to blast my set all on my social media.
And if you
like
were,
say.
You would use Snapchat.
Yeah.
<That's>, yeah.
They have 10 seconds to figure out your plan. And then,
I'm not about to just go death to America on my Facebook.
That's so
sad. As my screen, you know, my first picture.
On your way, on the flight.
Like, what kind of crap is that? Nobody.
Just took off.
Yeah.
To America.
Exactly.
LOL.
Like, lol. Kappa.
So this makes me think that our government really doesn't understand technology.
They don't.
Like, they just don't
they
know
really.
Social media. They don't know.
Which, considering how much the president uses Twitter, is hilarious, but.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
well, I think
he
knows
like,
how to use
Twitter.
He ties
his personal email to his Twitter too, so it's like,
yeah,
he's not a bright person.
And the thing is, I think it's them thinking like kind of them. Like, we do have people in this country who are very open about their views and their and all that type of stuff on their social media, right?
Yep.
You know, I'm a hunter. I like to hunt, so I shoot deer, take picture with it, and
it's on
you know,
Facebook.
It's
now.
On Facebook
yep.
forever.
Yep.
I don't know if there's any terrorists out there who are like, I terrorize, I make bombs.
Learn how
me.
To make bombs
yeah,
today.
Look at me with my mind kit that I just did right now. So I'm like, I don't think this is a real effective. But go ahead, you know, all to keep America safe, right? That's what it's about at night.
And if they do, I'm pretty sure they go on, like, the dark web Facebook.
Yeah, like they're not going to go
on Facebook. Like, whatever that is.
Who's repping jihad on Twitter?
Right.
Like, who's doing
they
that?
Go to at the terrorist.
I think they do, though,
Twitter.
Actually. ISIS has had, like, their Twitter.
They did.
Like, recruited through social media before.
That's terrible. That's a terrible, terrible
That's
idea.
Our generation.
It's a terrible, terrible. Yeah. So you're calling hipsters and
asking them to blow
and millennials terrorists? Because they kind of are.
Terrorism is a very broad thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's many, many aspects of terrorism. Yeah. Facets, that's the word I was looking for. Of terrorism.
And like I said, it's a slow, very slow.
It's a weird turn the show to.
Yeah, we're going really far down the hole.
So we're on a bunch of lists.
Yeah, we just gone to every single list.
Well,
speaking of social media and the government, do you know the CIA has a Twitter?
Do they really?
Yeah.
99% sure.
Who tweets?
99%
Who's the
sure.
dude that tweets on that?
Nobody knows.
The director.
The company. The company tweets. Like, that's what it is. It's at the company.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think that is.
I got to see if this is a real thing.
She's on. Yeah. Twitter. Yeah. Search
look,
it.
Look,
search
not,
it.
Not a fat
CIA
cat.
CIA on.
Not a fat
it's
cat.
It's verified, guys.
Yeah. And they're verified.
Of they're verified.
Time out.
Hang
time
on.
Out.
How is the CIA verified?
Time out.
That doesn't make it. That's counterintuitive.
Time out. Hold on.
At CIA. Oh, that's
time
see, out. That's missed opportunity on their part.
Right?
Who is it, though?
What do you mean?
We're the nation's
the
first
CIA's director of social media.
Makes no sense at all. Why are you tweeting, bro?
They have a website. I mean,
somebody is going to have that on their resume, dude.
No.
Yes.
No.
Social media director
and then
at
gonna
CIA.
Because you can't tell anybody about it.
Look. In chat, not a fat cat says, ISIS poked me on Facebook once. True story. Anyone who thinks I'm lying is a hater.
Did you
screenshot
like,
that?
Did you like shut like, down
on.
Your account?
Screen.
Okay,
like,
hang on. Not a fat cat. Screenshot that and share that with us. Like, I will give you permission to post a link if you post a link to that image.
Like,
I want to see
it.
That.
Think about it. You're having a bad day or something. Like, stupid economy is screwing me over and all this is blah blah blah. And then you go
ISIS
home. You log
this.
On. Yeah, exactly. And then ISIS liked, and you get a poke.
Vladimir
like, really?
Putin said,
"That's
this
what they're
is
doing."
Cool.
That's what they're. That's what we've done now, huh?
Vladimir Putin and ISIS both posted for the first time.
So stupid.
Neither of these guys has posted in a while.
I
see what they're
to believe
up to.
That. I refuse to believe that. I'm sorry.
We're on so many lists right now.
Oh yeah.
That's definitely. That's fine.
Oh my god.
None of them in our country, weirdly.
I can. Well, Corey, if somebody comes at your door right now, knock
yeah,
them down.
Yeah, because we're on his IP.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not our problem, right?
Not our problem at all. Not our problem at all. Thanks for the follow.
Yeah.
yeah, let's switch topics before we do actually get banged down right now. Like, sir, turn off that camera. Turn off the camera right now.
Get on
like,
the floor.
Oh, hey. Hey.
No. Obviously, we see CIAGG pop up a chat.
Exactly. Well, hey guys, enjoying the show.
It's the CIA gaming division.
Yeah,
enjoy the show. We love to have a chat after the show.
Hey, did you guys do banging around the web already? Yeah, I just wanted to know.
We'd really like to have you come outside and have a chat.
Yeah,
with us.
Exactly.
What?
You guys aren't allergic to handcuffs, right?
He is.
Let's go around the rumor mill real quick. Call of Duty just leaked a World War II promotional image. Apparently, this is just a rumor. It's not real, everybody. Just a rumor.
It's real.
It could be real, could be fake. But if it is, that means the next Call of Duty will be set in World War DOS. And haven't we seen this a hundred times? Like, you'll be...
That was the first one? World at War?
No,
war was
no.
That?
Call of Duty did World War II way before World at War.
I saw the posts for that today, and I was laughing because, yeah, people were like, they're finally going back to World War II. And I was like... How long has it really been since they stopped making World War II games?
Yeah, like it's not...
I know they made a couple of futuristic ones and whatever, but...
Here's the thing.
How
I think
many
they saw,
did they do?
I think they saw the success of Battlefield.
Yeah.
Going back to World War One, and they were like, fancy. let's go ahead and let's go backwards.
Yeah.
We've gone so far in the future that nobody even cares about us anymore.
But will there be zombies?
There were zombies in the original one. Right?
Okay.
So there you go. So the first Call of Duty that came out way, way back in the day, that's World War II right there. So
right, that's what I'm saying. So we were talking about this with Advanced Warfare.
Yes.
When they came out. What are they going to do next? And they came out with Infinite Warfare. Okay.
And then they came out with Space Warfare.
So we were wondering, they've ran out. They're done. So now they're circling back to the beginning.
And that's sad. That's really sad. So one, two, and three are all World War II.
One and two, or just two?
Call of Duty is set in World War II. Yeah, so one,
okay.
two, and three. And then
so,
Modern Warfare is when they jump to modern times.
Okay, but so here's really?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Captain
Odd
Obvious.
Odd enough.
So those hotel commercials. Thank you, Captain Obvious. When did the first Call of Duty come out?
The first Call of Duty was released in 2003.
So for the Engage.
Wow.
We're at 2017 now. So what, 14 years?
Give or take.
Yeah. So the 14-year-olds now have no idea.
What World War II is.
Yes, that.
Yes,
and
that.
They've never played the original Call of Duty. Like, this is a whole new generation of people that they're now going to be raising on Call of Duty. They're starting from scratch again. It's like Power Rangers when they came out with Dino Thunder. It's like, that's not new.
Yeah, that
the originals were dinos.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not new.
I was always
circling back.
That. Yeah, that's a good
point.
So
the the Call of Duty series, like I said, it's still rumor, everybody, so it's not confirmed. It's like buzzing around the internet 15 hours ago.
Yeah.
It literally just looks like an old kind of propaganda, you know, poster or whatever.
But what could they have done differently?
What could they have done differently?
Yeah.
How about not come out year after year?
Okay, let's be realistic here, because that's not an option.
Well, here.
Where could Call of Duty have gone after Infinite Warfare?
They could have gone for another modern day, 2017. We're on the freaking verge of war.
They could have gone back?
They could have had, they could have had a storyline wrapped around our new president. And
yeah.
I guarantee you it would have turned some heads. But the only thing is...
Didn't they do the one where they had the guy from House of Cards as like a major character?
Yeah, they've done celebrities to death, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Advanced Warfare.
The thing is, they need to stop focusing on getting it out instead of focusing on getting it right. So this yearly thing of let's rush, 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 and let's get it out, I think that needs to calm down a bit. And you know who took a major jump in the notch points in my book is... the Assassin's Creed series, where I can't remember if there's a developer or a president or whoever came out and said, we're not going to do yearly releases anymore.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're going to, you know,
we're gonna
make
take time
a game.
We're gonna make a
decent
game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that was getting ridiculous.
Kevin Spacey was the guy.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Thank you.
He also plays it in House of Cards.
Yeah.
Really? Thanks, he plays his game in House of Cards?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that is actually hilarious.
Do you see him in the game?
I don't know if they actually show his face in it, but you see him like multiple times playing Call of Duty.
That's hilarious.
That's adorable.
What's he playing on?
on the PS4, the correct system.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's a whole other discussion.
If the president should play on PS4.
I feel like the American president would play on Xbox.
Feel like he would too. Yes. Yeah.
Because it's the
see Trump seems
system.
Like an Xbox person,
right? Thank you. That's exactly what
Obama
I'm saying.
Would be a PS4 person.
Wow. Let's not
Obama
pigeonhole
would,
everybody.
Wow. Obama would play
definitely
PC.
Not pigeonhole people.
Obama right. would straight.
Moving
play
right
PC.
Along. Moving right along. Everybody. Did everybody get to see the Justice League trailer today?
Yes.
No.
You didn't get to see the Justice League trailer?
Oh my God.
You know what? But again, it's not detrimental that you see it.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't.
You're going.
Is that why it was trending?
It was trending. It was trending. Yes.
I was like, why is this? Okay.
Why is it anybody care?
The thing is, so I watched the trailer, and I mean, this is one of the things you can actually talk about because I mean, there's no spoilers.
Yeah,
it's a trailer, right? You know. And I think they learned their lesson from the Batman v Superman in trailer making, where they didn't spoil the whole movie, and you don't know what the ending is.
Yeah.
I wish they had. It would have saved 2.5 hours of my life.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Don't save yourself.
This is the thing I will give.
Batman versus Superman or Justice League? You're not gonna watch.
Batman versus Superman. Save
do
yourself.
Not watch that. Yeah.
No. Yeah. That can be skipped entirely. I will never get that.
Nismonic says JL trailer was shot. I'm guessing he means bad.
No, they shot it. Like they filmed it.
Oh well, yeah. He's correct.
They took it out back and shot it.
He's correct.
Bad trailer.
Not a fat cat said I didn't even know what a Justice League is. You damn kids and your media.
Okay.
So here's the thing. The Justice League trailer came out, and this is, to me, barely a Justice League, first of all.
Right.
And second of all...
Is four people a league?
What's five?
Is it five?
Okay. It's five.
Is five people a league?
I don't think,
who do they have?
I don't even think you call five a group.
Well, who are...
It's barely
is a flock?
To be fair...
A murder?
To be fair, of the original... Who are they missing other than
Superman?
Other than Superman, of course.
Okay, but we know he's coming.
It's like
first of all,
Green Lantern is missing.
Everybody knows he's going to be in the movie.
Green Lantern's missing, and then
Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter,
yeah.
And in recent ones, it's either been Martian Manhunter or Billy.
Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam.
So here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
But Cyborg's here.
Let me touch on that. I don't like the addition of Cyborg.
You don't?
He was forced into this to add some color into the actual league.
Did you see the most recent Justice League cartoon movie?
Yes.
The new, like, that it's like the new 52?
Yes.
Okay. How did you feel about him in that?
I still didn't like him. It
felt a little shoehorned.
He feels like he's been forced into a situation. Now, I understand these characters were created in a different time where, you know, the minorities... weren't the, you know, accepted bunch in front of a cover art or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable. But to the whole shoehorning this character in, which is not to me even the top echelon of black DC characters, is just irritating to me.
I'm trying to figure out how to say this without sounding biased. Well, I think it's dumb the way they're going about this. We've said this before. They're trying to catch up to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel
as hard as they can.
As hard as they can. Marvel had an Iron Man movie.
Yes.
They had a Captain America movie.
That went great.
Yes.
They had a Thor movie,
which was pretty good.
They had, who am I missing? Ant-Man
for cycle one. Just for phase one. Yeah.
For phase one, yeah. And then in those movies, they had the other minor characters, but they were minor characters.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, Black Widow, they're minor characters to the overall story.
Yep.
DC did a Superman-ish movie.
Yeah.
They didn't do a Batman movie. They did Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
So another Superman.
To be fair, Batman versus Superman is essentially a Batman movie. Superman's in for like 5 minutes. True.
Ten lines. But Superman had his own solo movie. True. Batman didn't have its own solo movie. And then you have a Wonder Woman movie. So you have the Trinity, but you're not. And then you're going to throw in the Flash. You're going to throw in Aquaman, and you're going to throw in Cyborg.
Yes.
Based on little cutscenes that you've seen in Batman v Superman. What the hell?
Right.
And then they're going to go into the whole... And then they're going to go to the Justice League.
Oh, and just in case you guys managed to skip it, there is a little teaser for it also in Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. No, that... Even get started on that one.
Yeah.
But the... Okay, so the trailer for the Justice League did have one shining light in the whole thing. I promise you. He's going to steal the show. He's probably going to be the best character on there and is the most bass-ackwards thing because in history he's not been the most popular character. Aquaman,
yes.
Jason Momoa.
The reason to watch this movie.
Is literally the only reason like, to go see this movie.
Hardcore.
He seems like he's having fun as Aquaman, like so much.
Does he? Because in all the posters and the art I've seen, he looks pissed.
So like there's a scene where he's like, where Jim Gordon is talking to Batman. He's like, I'm glad to see you're working well with others. And then Jason Momoa, like, jumps up on the roof or whatever, and then he's like, oh, you're dressed as a bat. I dig it.
it was super,
and then Batman's like, maybe not for long. Like, I'm not going to work well with this guy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, the next scene is him riding on top of the Batmobile with the trident. Just like let's do this, yeah. And then he just, like, spears two parademons.
Wait, okay, so like, that's the other thing.
He's the whole reason to watch the movie.
Like, that's the other thing. Is Batman, is he actually, like, a part... Technically, yeah, he's part of the Justice League.
Yes.
But he doesn't work with the Justice League on a regular basis.
He's always, like, attached to the Justice League.
So, the thing with this is, what I think DC is trying to do is, they know they have the powerhouse with Batman, and the fans love Batman and stuff like that. So, they want
to
push him.
I think they had to throw him in.
Because, yeah, so they push him a little, you know, into the more of the leadership role, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, he's just kind of the... You know, the shadowy.
And this is old Batman.
Mm. And this is old Batman. Yeah.
This is the thing.
He's older. Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Coco for a taco, cuckoo for a taco, whatever said. He's a part time jailer.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
that's
accurate.
Yeah. So, he is.
Yep.
See, what they should have done, and Aaron, you're going to 100% agree with this, but I'm 99% sure.
All right. I'm getting ready.
Is they should have taken the Justice League TV cartoon, and that should have been their template.
Yes.
And they made that.
That is 100%.
I found that from you, sir.
100% correct.
That's what they should have done. They should have used that as a template.
Yes.
Yes.
100%
And that would have been way better. But they're not making it for us.
They're not.
They're making it for the lowest common denominator, which is people who have no idea what these movies are. And Marvel is not 100% innocent from this either.
No.
I mean, they've had their liberties with their characters, and they're doing the same thing. They're making it for the lowest common denominator because they're not making it for the comic people. They're making it for those who have no idea who these characters are, and they want to know more about them.
But is that
exactly.
Is that a good thing, though?
No.
So if we started, you know, dumbing down or changing, you know, kind of facts, for everybody, just so everyone can understand or whatever, is that a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's the reality of how it's done in Hollywood, in these movies. And when you have a movie and you have a 2-hour time frame, 2-hour ish, plus or minus, to tell a story, mm-hmm. you have to dumb things down.
I still don't. The only reason why I say I don't, agree with that, is because I've seen evidence of it being able to be done right with other movies.
Like what?
Iron Man 1. They didn't go with every single thing for the comic book, but they
nailed the main. They nailed. The
they
main
got ones. What? Yeah, they That's, got what needed to be done.
That's why
there.
It's
yeah.
like. But
if you think about it, they only focused on Iron Man. They didn't have a whole bunch of
there were
side
like
heroes.
No extra
exactly.
Stuff
and that goes
all.
Back okay. to my point of why Marvel is doing these movies right, is that they're taking the time to tell the individual stories, and they're not mashing them up into other stories just so they can get the movies out quicker.
Yeah.
Like Flash, Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
like Suicide Squad.
That was horrendous. That was
so Flash bad. Should have had its own movie.
It's Oscar-winning, though. Yep.
Oh, so they show a lot more Flash in that trailer.
It's Oscar-winning because of the movie makeup. Not once of the acting, of the story, of the music, of anything.
Somebody
it's
said that
the
in
makeup.
Chat, didn't
it
they?
Yeah, so Ceramic Dragon ceramic said, dragon, you sons Ceramic of Dragon mother. Said, does Marvel have an Oscar-winning movie?
You
DC
of
technically
mother.
Doesn't either. It's the makeup artists and the hair people that did.
They didn't deserve it. There was someone else in the category that deserved it more.
But the point being is that
you can hear yourself in Katie's now freaking I can't thing again.
She can't internet right.
Doesn't she like work for computers?
She programs them. And yet when I said turn down the stream, she
for
said, how do I do that?
Overlords.
I don't think she works for computers. I don't think she works
for computers. She works for computers. That's the problem.
If you haven't seen it, I do implore you to go at least see the trailer. It might get you hyped if you're a big Justice League fan and you're like one of the... Because I know there's those fans out there. I know there's those fans out there that they don't care what iteration they see it. They just want to see a celebrity in a bat costume.
And that's the truth. And that's true because you look at... Because Marvel has their faults as well. And you look at it and you have to differentiate it from the comics, from other things, because you have a cinematic universe that's separate from the other universe.
I still hate that explanation so much. I hate that explanation
so much. Okay, how do you explain the difference between 616 Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man?
Those are two exact same mediums, though. Those are two comic books and then different writers, right?
Okay,
So we've had the original one. Done with that,
right?
With the original story and everything
like
that. 616. And then we've actually even had that done over and over in 616,
right?
And they, you know, because they've retold it by different people drawing it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They've done it the same way, and then they have another writer on a separate, you know, thing. Say, how would you imagine this one? But I don't think that's the idea behind movies. I don't think they were like, here, I'm going to give you this story of Iron Man Web. How would you imagine this as a movie? I think the idea is
sort of.
Can you translate this comic book into a movie?
I don't think that's how they're doing it.
That's not how they're doing it. You're
right.
But
that's the thing.
That's not.
So that's why it's its own universe.
That's why it's a separate. That's why it's horrendous, though.
It's a separate thing.
That's why it's freaking horrendous.
DC is all over the place. DC, I don't know if they're on Earth.
And you know what's
10,
sad about it? I still
30,
think.
30, whatever.
I still think it could be saved.
The DC one?
Yep.
If they start paying attention to the comics, not comics.
Everything is digital. Everything's digital right now.
Yeah.
All you have to do is press the delete button. Thank you for watching, everybody. The
it's
weekend
a weird
bang. We kind of went all around. And
we
I
went
like
all
that.
Over the place.
I like that. We got on the NSA's top list, and that was the goal for tonight.
NSA or the CIA?
All of them. NSA,
all
of
the
CIA.
Does NSA have a Twitter?
All the ICBs, the PHPs.
What are you doing?
Trump will probably tweet us right after this, literally.
If he isn't already.
Fake news!
Yeah, don't listen to the video game bang. Fake news, everybody.
Oh,
yeah,
NSA has a Twitter as well.
They do.
Said the Call of Duty news is fake. It's not coming out, everybody.
Kevin Spacey fake is not news. Running against me. That's what he says.
Exactly.
It's right there.
Thank you for participating, chat room. You guys have been very lively. And if you're not watching live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, you're doing yourself a disservice because we go into overtime sometimes. That's where we get into the real deep, dark discussions and stuff like that.
Yes.
The ones that the NSA and the CIA really are listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that, you know, even ISIS might be paying attention. David Webb, you might get a poke after this.
Can we? God, first of all, I don't want to get poked.
They're going to follow you.
Yeah, they might follow you.
They're going to follow and poke you.
Oh, my God. What if they followed you? That'd be terrible.
That would be horrible.
That would be horrible. Don't forget to go to iTunes, give us a like, 5 stars, helps us out a great deal. Follow us on all our social medias. We're almost hitting the benchmark on one of them, right? Was the Facebook, Twitter?
Oh, yeah, Twitter. Follow us and repin the tweet at the top, and you're entered to win a Corsair headset and a signed Ivy Doom Kitty calendar. We're trying to get to 3,000 by the end of the month, and we're almost there.
Sweet. Thank you. For Night of Trees, the real David Webb, and Katie Currit, that is her real name, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying,
literally her real name,
you have just been banged by the NSA.
Ooh.